Hi there, thank you for calling customer service. This is Kyle speaking. How can I help you?
All right, I hope you can. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
Oh, I'm all right. I just got some, I have a credit card.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw some unusual charges from you all.
Okay.
Music options.
So I work with a third party call center that serve that is contracted out for many different companies for many, many different products. So I'd have to get you pulled up in my system to be able to tell you what we might have charged you for. But I was able to pull up something through your phone number that you called in. Am I speaking to a Mr. Robert?
Yeah, you are.
Okay, Mr. Robert. And I see a billing address here at Orlando, Florida. I do see the full address, but can you verify the street address just for security for me?
3704 Crestwick Circle in Orlando.
Okay, yep, that's it. All right, and now on the other side of my screen, I have that little spinning circle that says it's loading. So as soon as it loads, we'll be able to look at these charges.
Okay. They charged me twice.
They charged you twice?
For $7 in November, I think.
Uh-huh.
And then now I just got another bill for $67.
Hmm.
So I don't know who you are.
Okay. Well, like I said, my name is Kyle. I work with a third-party call center that we handle customer service for over 100 different other companies for maybe 1,000 different products or something. So, but as soon as this loads up, I should be able to tell you what's on our end.
Okay.
And it is taking way too long. I do apologize for the inconvenience. And just to confirm, is this email 12bys@gmail.com? Is that
yeah.
It? Okay. All right. Come on. There we go. Okay. So you said back in November 27th, I do see a charge for $7.95.
Yep.
Let me see here.
And now $67 for this month.
Right. Okay. Let me see what's going on here. Huh. So on my end, whenever I'm looking at the transactions here, it only gives me like little designations, like numbers and letters to what the transaction actually is. So I'm having to go and look up what this charge actually is for.
Okay. Are you able to cancel anything? That's the first thing I want to do.
Yes, sir. I can go ahead and get you canceled.
I don't want nobody sending me a bill for $7, and then all of a sudden it jumps up to $67.
Okay,
and
yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. Yeah.
All right, I'll go ahead and get you canceled out right now then.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to refresh the page, make sure it's saved. All right, yes, sir, you're canceled, and I do have a cancellation number for you if you'd like to keep it for your records.
I do.
All right, you ready for it?
I am.
All right, it's going to be C as in Charlie, 262.
Yeah. What is it?
262.
Okay.
979.
Uh-huh.
807.
Okay.
All right, and so that's that you are all canceled out completely in our system. You should not be charged any further for anything else. And I did just get back.
Okay.
I think I just found what that original charge was for. So
okay,
it was for a cookware sweepstakes entry for a cookware complete kitchen cookware set. And the $7.95 was technically shipping and handling for if you win the cookware set, and it also covers your sweepstakes entry. But it does state on the terms and conditions on that website that by agreeing to enter the sweepstakes that you are agreeing to be enrolled into our online Factory Direct Savings Store membership, which is an online gadget store that you get a $125 voucher to in your email every month to use for any in-store purchases.
said, oh, I ain't got none of that. So,
yes, sir.
Where do we go from here? Because I'm going to call my bank. I mean, the credit card place, and just tell them to go ahead and do the fraud thing, because I did not sign up for that.
Yes, sir. I completely understand, and I definitely see where there's been some sort of misunderstanding or miscommunication. But I will go ahead and tell you that if you do call your credit card company or bank or whoever it is, what they're going to do is they will launch an investigation, and they'll contact us, get any phone recordings that they need, and they'll go look at the websites and look at the terms and conditions. And if they do find that the dispute was made faulty, or if it was a valid charge, then not only could they possibly not refund you the charge, but they could, some banks, I don't know, some credit card companies could also penalize you. But I would rather let's just avoid all that headache. And let me go ahead and get you your money back now on this most recent, on the 6732.
Okay. I appreciate that.
No problem. That's what I'm here for. Give me just 1 second. I'm going to go ahead and notate the account so that anybody who looks at it in the future will know that you want to be canceled out and not charged for anything any further. And, I'm going to do that now.
Now, what do I do about the $75 that still I left on my card, because I pay my bills? I pay everything but that until I talk to you all and then them again. So you say that we're avoiding reporting fraud and all that. Is that what the goal is, just to knock it all off of it?
Sir, I'm sorry. I didn't understand. What was that last thing you said?
All right. So I said, so what's the goal now is to eliminate me calling in for fraud and just saying that they were eliminating the charge?
They would investigate it, and if it would be up to them. If they find that it's a valid charge, then they will keep it taken out of your account and possibly penalize you. Or if they find that it's an invalid charge, you would get your money back, but that would be up to them.
Oh, okay. So I still gotta call the card company.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If I can go ahead and get you the 6732 back, and if you are not going to place a dispute on it, but if you are going to place a dispute on it, then that's your right as a consumer. And
I don't want to. I just don't want my charge of $67 on there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, $8, that's one thing in November, but when it comes to $60-something at this time of year and everything, I don't want that. That's on my credit card. I got a couple things coming out of there. That's how I noticed it.
All right. Give me just 1 second. So, yes, I will be able to get you that full refund back.
Okay. Well, we'll be fine then.
Refund it. Cancel. All right, so I've notated your account here. You are canceled, and let's go ahead and process that refund. And so what's going to happen is it will go back onto the same card that was charged, and it'll be back within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
All right, it says it was successful on my end. Yes, it was successful. And so, like I said, 3 to 5 business days, and it'll be right back onto your card.
Well, thank you very much, man.
Oh, no problem. Thank you, Mr. Robert. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
No, I'm fine. You have an awesome holiday, man.
You too. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.